Morning, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. Doesn't Mossy sound confident? I'm getting my hopes up now.
He is as glass half full as they get when it comes to the Socceroos. But why not? Why not? But let's talk some racing. Brett Prebble's son, he's set to make his riding debut.
Yeah, fantastic story, isn't it, Jared? Tom Prebble, son of Brett, the Melbourne Cup winning jockey, who's obviously ridden all around the world. We make his riding debut at Geelong today, which is a fantastic story. He was doing some work in real estate, I believe, as a youngster, and then sort of came to his dad at one stage and said, "Dad, I want to be a jockey. I want to follow in your footsteps and do it." And I think Brett had some reservations at first, but he's letting him go along. He's indentured to Peter Moody, so he's got obviously a pretty good teacher down there at Pakenham. And I haven't seen him in the flesh, but seen a couple of photos of Tommy. He looks like a tall boy, doesn't he? He's a lot taller than Brett, so his weight might be a little bit of an issue going forward, but just a fantastic story for him to put in the hard work, to strip down the weight and get ready for his racial debut. And Peter Moody says he's ready, so we wish him all the best at Geelong today. I'm looking forward to seeing how his career unfolds.
What's Craig Williams up to?
Yeah, this is a fantastic story as well, Loz. We know he's been doing this work for back in Ukraine to try and build some trauma kits back home to the people of homeland where his wife is from. Her parents are still over there. He's actually teamed up with the Australian Defence Force at the moment to try and continue that mission he's doing over there, and actually picking him and helping him out to take a lot of stuff over there for the winter in Ukraine. Craig did an interview yesterday saying it's still really dire over there, still a lot of work that needs to be done, and he's actually got the help of the government, which is just quite phenomenal, isn't it, when you consider what Craig does for a lot of people in the community, but in particular for the people over there in Ukraine. So for him to have the pulling power and the sway to get the government on side now to help out is just remarkable. So we wish Craig all the best. What he's doing is absolutely fantastic. We know he came down to Sydney and obviously won the Everest a couple of months ago, and he continued to talk about his work in Ukraine. And his efforts and work away from the racetrack are going to be far more than he achieves on the racetrack at the moment.
Of course, you're in Melbourne, set to cover the Australian Open, the golf, but you got a tip for us today at Gosford.
Yeah, I do, Jared. It's pretty little meeting at Gosford. I know this horse is short in the last race. Race 8, number 9, change is coming. Horse with Ewan Baker resuming. Liked his trial so far. Only had a couple of starts last campaign. Won his last one, very stylish. He raced with a whole heap of speed in the last at Gosford today. I think he just settled off them in the first 5 or 6 midfield. Camp off them to be really strong late. So that's race 8, number 9. Change is coming, the best in the last at Gosford today.
$2.25 in favourite with Tab. And as I mentioned, the golf, the Australian Open, starts tomorrow in Melbourne. Now, have I got this right? So they're playing at both the Victoria Golf Club and Kingston Heath. So they're playing both courses the first 2 days, alternating between the two, and then it's just the Victoria Golf Club on the weekend. Have I got that right?
Yeah, you've got it right, Jared. It's very hard to get your head around. So what they're doing is they're sprinkling the women's groups in between the men's field as well, obviously at both different courses. So all golfers will play one course on the Thursday, the other course on the Friday. So they'll get a turn to play both different courses. Then we head back to Victoria on the weekend for the Friday and the Saturday. So the cut will be made on Friday. The one change, I suppose, that's got a lot of people talking down here is there's a double cut. So basically, you'll have your traditional cut at the end of the second round on Friday afternoon or Friday night, but then there's another cut after the third round on Saturday, which reduces the field to only 30 golfers on either side. So it's 30 on the men's side, 30 on the women's side. And I think there's a few people that are a little bit perturbed by that, given the fact you could be 5 shots behind going into the final round. But if you're in 35th spot, guess what? You're not playing on Sunday.
What's the reason, mate?
Oh, Loz, there's just so many golfers. They need to try and get through it on the one course. So that's the issue.
Forgive my limited golf knowledge, but how often do they play over two different courses?
Yeah, very rarely, Loz. And purely the only reason they're doing it is because there's 150 or 160 in the men's field and about 110 or 105 in the women's field. So the logistics of trying to get them all through means they need two different courses, and then they'll bring them all back under the one umbrella on the one course on Saturday. So I was chatting to Hannah Green about that double cut on the weekend, actually, and she said, "Oh, listen, I'm not a massive fan of it because I've played on the weekend previously in another tournament where I've shot 6 under on the Saturday and 6 under on the Sunday and have just made the cut and ended up finishing in top 5," where she said, if that's the situation where we have a double cut, I could be, you know, outside the top 30 on the Sunday, going into the Sunday, and completely miss out on getting a better check because we've only got 30 players playing on either side of the draw. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch the logistics play out as much as anything because there's still a lot of people trying to get their head around it. Obviously, an experiment, and Golf Australia and the PGA of Australia will take some learnings out of it. That's going to be, really interesting to watch.
It's going to be busy. Mate, thanks so much.
See you, boys. We'll chat tomorrow.